Over the last 6 years, coffee farmers on Hawaii Island have been working to overcome a threat to their boutique brand of coffee. It's not a coffee snob. The coffee berry borer doesn't seem to care which kind of coffee it invades. And as we went into the weekend, the Hawaii Department of Agriculture confirmed its presence on Maui. We call the head of the Maui Coffee Association, Sydney Smith, owns Maliko Estate Coffee, and she joins us now by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Knowing that there was a very distinct possibility that the coffee berry borer would jump from island to island, you and a lot of the other farms have been getting ready for that, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We've had several workshops over here that have been given by CTAR, a branch of UH, and we've had a lot of attendance of our members, and we've been keeping up on it and supporting the Kona farmers as they've been going through this and watching their success and failures, too, so that we can learn from that.
In what you have learned, at least so far, it seems, though, that it means that the coffee farmer managing a real farm is the person who's engaged. What about all of that wild coffee and, in some cases, gentleman farms where, you know, the coffee is there sort of parenthetically so that the farm can be dubbed a gentleman farm?
That's our real concern because they're not members of our organization. They're not aware that there's probably even an issue. And I think that that's going to be our biggest challenge.
So what happens with those farms? How are you reaching out to them and letting these people know that they can be putting the rest of you at risk?
That's going to be what we're going to talk about at our next meeting. And we're going to have to go to these people door to door, I think. That won't help with the wild coffee that lives in most of the wild gulches here on Maui. And I don't know how we're going to handle that.
There's going to be a meeting today, isn't there, in Kula at the community center?
Yes, there's going to be a meeting and a workshop given by CTAR, and a lot of people will be going to that. But again, you know, the people attending this are the ones that are already aware. I would be very surprised if we had some of the so-called gentleman farmers attending this, and that's going to be what I really stay awake nights thinking about.
You're really talking about that having a meeting with people who are already engaged is like, you know, trying to convert the converted.
Yeah.
But what do you do then when you talk about going door to door and having to do a huge outreach program like that? Who's going to help you with that?
We have a really active and good group in the Maui Coffee Association. And I expect that we know where some of these farms are and we can, you know, ask them if it's possible for them to either remove the coffee that they've put in, you know, by cutting it down and removing the orchard, or if they are interested in following the protocols, you know, that have been set out to control the coffee berry borer. An advantage we have over Kona, perhaps, is that our farms are spread further apart and are not right next door to each other. It's easy for the coffee berry borer to jump from farm to farm, you know, over a boundary fence or something. Our farms are more spread apart. I think we may have a little bit more ease in controlling it because of that, but that won't affect the gulches that have the wild coffee. So I don't know how that's going to be something that we can control or something that can we use some spray. But our Maui Invasive Species Committee that works very hard to control koki and little fire ant and has been somewhat successful with little fire ant, I don't think they can do it.
What else do you think you're going to need then?
More funding from the state, I think. And I'm not sure that that's going to be forthcoming.
If, in fact, that doesn't happen and all of you do your very best with it and still there's the problem with the wild coffee, what happens then? I mean, do you have a contingency plan on contingency plans?
I think we just are going to have to focus on controlling it on our own farms and not really concern ourselves with the gulches, and hopefully it will stay contained within the gulches. I'm not sure if that's going to work or not, but we're hopeful that because our farms are more isolated from each other, we'll be able to keep the farms that are infested under some kind of control with our entomologist, with the Department of Agriculture. And we have traps that we purchased years ago, you know, to put out in these different places, and the entomologist is going to be monitoring those traps. So we'll at least have an idea of where it's spread. But so far, it's only on two farms, very, very isolated from the rest of Maui and the Kipahulu area.
Over the last six-plus years, when we've talked to experts who have been brought into Hawaii to help in any way, especially for the Big Island when it was discovered in Kona, they've told us that there seems to be an arc to how this pest operates, and that in other places around the world known for their coffees where they've been infested, that arc has been seen. Is that something that you're also aware of, and not to give you any sense of, you know, complacency, but to at least say that there is seemingly a track for what happens with this pest?
I've heard that rainfall, you know, has a big effect on it. You know, I've heard a lot of things. Part of the problem with the control, the Bravaria, which is the it's a microorganism fungus type of thing that they use to control it. It has a very, very tiny window of temperature where it's active. And I'm not sure that a lot of our farms have that window available to them. With the microclimates we have all over Hawaii on every island, it's like a continent. You know, we have dry areas and wet areas and all these areas in between. And so you really have to look at each farm as its own little microclimate. I don't think you can paint this with a broad brush. We're going to have to look at each thing individually.
Well, we wish you all the best with this, and we'll talk to you in future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Sydney Smith owns Maliko Estate Coffee. It's a 20-acre coffee farm near Makawao on Maui. She's also president of the Maui Coffee Association and a member of the Ag Working Group, which is an advisory group for agricultural matters for the Maui County Council and Administration. Later on today at 10 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, there's going to be a meeting with some general information out in Kula. If you want more information about that, we'll post it on our Facebook page.